This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin from the 21st of next month. This came in the backdrop of opposition parties' demand to convene a special session of Parliament to discuss Operation Sindoor. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on the 12th of August.
Government has decided to convene the monsoon session of the Parliament from 21st July till 12th of August.
This will be the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India following the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack. The government is working on building a consensus among all political parties to initiate the process to bring an impeachment motion against former Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A large stash of cash was recovered from the official residence of Justice Yashwant Verma in New Delhi a few months ago. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the impeachment motion against Justice Verma is a matter related to corruption in the judiciary.
The impeachment motion against Justice Yashwant Verma is a matter related to the corruption in judiciary. So there is no scope for any politicking. There is no scope for taking separate political position for every party. So we would like to have a united stand. The parliament as a whole will have to come together to discuss this matter.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles today exchanged ideas to further strengthen the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The Deputy Prime Minister of Australia called on Prime Minister Modi in New Delhi this afternoon and reiterated his country's support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism. The two leaders underlined the importance of enhancing cooperation in key areas, including defence, industrial collaboration, resilient supply chains, critical minerals, new and emerging technologies. They reaffirmed that the shared vision for a stable, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific continues to guide the bilateral collaboration. Out of seven multi-party delegations carrying the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, four delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. The parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad is currently on its visit to the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor reached Washington, D.C. to meet members of the U.S. Congress and administration, think tanks, media and policymakers to brief them on Operation Sindoor and India's strong stand against terrorism. India has cautioned the Asian Development Bank regarding the possibility of misuse of its resources on extending any form of financial support to Pakistan. Sources said New Delhi has shared deep concerns regarding the potential misuse of ADB resources, particularly in light of Islamabad's increasing defence expenditure, its declining tax to GDP ratio, and the lack of demonstrable progress on key macroeconomic reforms. The Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof has announced his resignation following the far-right Party for Freedom decision to quit the coalition government. He said he will formally submit his resignation to the King today. Speaking at a press conference in The Hague, Schoof said as the caretaker Prime Minister he would continue working to address the major challenges currently facing the Netherlands. Snapping their three-day losing streak, benchmark domestic equity indices closed with gains today. Supported by positive global cues and expectations of a possible third rate cut by the RBI's MPC on June the 6th, the 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, climbed 261 points to settle at 80,998, and the Nifty 50 rose 78 points to end at 24,620. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert over Assam for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall today. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rain over Meghalaya today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.